The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. For a third time, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan has lost a vote to become Speaker of the House, even though ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy stood up for him.
Jim is the right person to take that seat behind me to be our next Speaker of the House.
It only got worse today as Jordan lost more GOP votes than in the first two ballots, 25 in all. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Some of these defectors are now expressing their support for Patrick McHenry, which I don't believe his name was previously in the hat in terms of the balloting. But now we've had several members mention his name instead. And of course, this comes as we have been discussing what is the alternative.
President Biden is asking Congress for $105 billion in aid for Ukraine and Israel. Along Egypt's border with Gaza, the UN Secretary General is calling for disputes to be settled so aid trucks can move in.
These trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza.
In Israel, CBS's MTS Tayab reports a new phase in the response to the Hamas attack could come soon.
Tens of thousands of Israeli forces are massing along the border with Gaza. Israeli military leaders have not said when the ground invasion will begin or how long it will last. But fears the already enormous death toll across the narrow Palestinian territory will skyrocket are only growing. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says nearly 4,000 have been killed, including around 1,500 children.
Authorities in Maryland have pinpointed a suspect in the fatal shooting of a judge. Andrew Wilkinson was gunned down in his driveway last night. County Sheriff Brian Albert.
This was a targeted attack on Judge Wilkinson. We've identified Pedro Argote, 49, of Frederick, Maryland, as a suspect in this case. Argote is not in custody and is considered armed and dangerous.
The suspect was part of a divorce case handled by the judge. The judge in former President Trump's civil fraud trial in New York lashed out at him this morning for failing to remove from his campaign website a derogatory post about the judge's clerk. On the Health Watch, CBS's Jim Krasula tells us there are new concerns about a swift way of getting around.
Electric scooter injuries increased more than 70% in people 18 and younger from 2020 to 2021, according to new research. The majority of injuries involved white males ages 16 to 18. The most common injury was a bone fracture, and the injured body part was the head.
The Dow is down 114. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Quick Trip now confirms its system outage was caused by a cyber attack. Brittany Merlot has the latest.
The outage that started a week ago Monday affected everything from the convenience store's app to its website, payroll systems, and its customer rewards program. A company spokesman says that there's no indication the hackers got a hold of customers' credit card information. The customer rewards system is back online, but as of this morning, the Quick Trip app and website were still down. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
School officials are pulling 33 books off the shelves at Menominee Falls High School this week. The school district put out a statement saying the books are being removed for violating the district's policy against material with sexually explicit content and profanity. The banned books include classics like Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, and Khaled Hosseini's The Kite Runner. The Journal Sentinel reports it's one of the most sweeping book bans in Wisconsin in recent years. Governor Evers is replacing the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, who was fired by the state Senate this week. More from Nate Wegehout.
Senate Republicans fired Commissioner Joe Czarnecki on Tuesday. Senator Mark Spreitzer told the Devil's Advocates radio show last night that Evers moved to replace him immediately. If he didn't, he said Republicans would have had the chance to fire Megan Wolf.
It takes 4 votes on WEC to appoint an administrator, but it actually just takes a majority of those
present and voting to remove an administrator. So if we didn't replace Joe Czarnecki immediately, Republicans could call a meeting, and by a 3-2 vote, they could actually fire Megan Wolf.
Spreitzer did not name the new appointee other than that they are a former Eau Claire election clerk. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Well, the governor has also said he'll waste no time replacing the Natural Resources Board members the Senate fired. The board takes an important vote on the state's wolf management policy next week. Drunk drivers in Wisconsin may Sunday have to pay child support if they kill a parent or a guardian in a crash. Cecilia Williams came to Madison from Missouri to testify at a hearing on a pair of bills yesterday. A tragedy in her family led to a similar new law in her state 2 years ago.
It is not going to make anybody rich, and we all know this. But what it's going to do is it's going to show that there are consequences to one's actions.
Under the bills, victims could still sue a driver for financial damages, but any money awarded would offset the amount of restitution. The Wisconsin soldier who entered North Korea is charged with desertion. That's according to the Pentagon. Travis King is from Racine. He spent about 2 months in North Korea after he fled across the border from South Korea in July. He'd just been released from a South Korean jail and was facing more punishment from the army in the U.S. King is also charged with having sexual images of a child. King could go to prison for 3 years. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Health and life aren't the only things patients have to worry about. Tracy Smith with the American Cancer Society says the financial impact can be devastating.
Depending on the stage of that diagnosis, cancer can start from $250,000 all the way up to millions of dollars.
The Urban Institute says about one in every five American families has medical debt in collections. Advocates say there are resources available to help. There's a new push to make the brandy old-fashioned Wisconsin's official cocktail. Two state lawmakers are behind a resolution in the Wisconsin legislature. Legend has it people have been adding fruit to their liquor since Prohibition. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is reminding residents about current online dangers and resources to help protect them. Currently, the Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is warning about a trend known as financial sextortion, in which a victim is duped into sending an explicit picture of themselves before the perpetrator threatens to release the photo if they don't receive payment. The task force also created the Interact program to help keep kids safe online. Parents and children can take the 3-module course online within just a few hours. A spokesperson from Quick Trip has confirmed a cybersecurity incident was responsible for a disruption to its systems on October 9th. In a press release, Vice President of External Relations John McHugh said the incident was detected within hours and mitigation efforts began immediately. He also reported that as of yesterday, most of Quick Trip's internal systems are functioning and Quick Rewards is back online. The press release also noted that the Quick Rewards app and website still remain offline. The Wisconsin soldier who fled to North Korea in July will be charged with desertion. Travis King of Racine reportedly spent 2 months in North Korea and faces up to 3 years in prison for desertion if he's convicted. The motives that led King to run into North Korea are not yet known. He was recently released from a South Korean detention facility. In addition to the desertion charges, King has also been accused of possessing explicit images of a minor. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking hunters to avoid placing their deer stands in or around ash trees. The invasive emerald ash borer insect has spread throughout the state, and infested trees could unexpectedly snap or drop a large branch. To make matters more difficult, it can be hard to tell if a particular tree is already infested. Due to the unstable nature of the infested trees, setting up a tree stand in one could lead to serious injury. Hunters should also remember to wear a full-body harness and use a haul line for unloaded firearms to their stands. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A brighter day with mostly sunny skies across the state. Winds are out of the northwest, breezy, and gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. This is keeping highs crisp and cool into the northeast, with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Meanwhile, central portions of the state will strike the low to mid 50s. There will be a few 60s southwest along the Mississippi. Now, we do have a low-pressure system that's headed our way by tonight. As it slides across the state, it's bringing light rain along with it that may linger into tomorrow afternoon. especially for eastern areas. Only a tenth of inch of rain is expected. Tomorrow, highs will range from the low 40s in the Northwoods to the low 50s at the state line. And by Sunday, more sunshine and a bit warmer, highs hitting the low 50s. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton coming off that knee surgery in May, expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timmy and signing Glenn Robinson III. The son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant, resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but we're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. But for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number 1 with an important match in Nebraska.